Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The Minnesota State Patrol is providing more information about that Capitol break-in over the weekend. Colonel Christina Bogoyevich outlined the next steps of their investigation.
We are also conducting a comprehensive review to determine how this happened and make any necessary updates to Capitol security protocols. That includes looking at any policies and procedures that can be improved, additional technology we can use to support our mission of keeping the Capitol complex safe, and taking a deeper look at staffing during off hours.
The State Patrol is hiring a third-party expert to review security policies for the state Capitol complex. Republican lawmakers are criticizing the release of Rochester axe murderer David Brom from the Lionel Lakes prison. 53-year-old Brom was convicted of the 1988 killings of his parents and sister and brother when he was age 16 and sentenced to life in prison. But a new state law allows juvenile offenders to be fully eligible for parole after 15 years. GOP Senator Jordan Rasmussen of Fergus Falls offered an amendment that would have required minors to serve at least 25 years before becoming eligible for release. Rasmussen said, quote, "The Democrats' soft-on-crime approach has led to dangerous early releases like this one." A farm family is contemplating its next steps after severe storms ripped through west central Minnesota Monday night. Tiffany Cobberman farms with her husband near Hancock and says the devastation is widespread.
We received more than 4 minutes of hail, which really in my area stripped a lot of it. So most of our corn is just stocked. The soybeans are completely flattened. It's hard to see that it was soybeans.
Cobberman says before the storms, the crops in the area were looking fantastic. And the Red Sox beat the Twins 8-5 at Target Field. The U of M College of Veterinary Medicine is using a $5 million grant to help students gain vital clinical experience. Dean Laura Molgaard says construction on the project is underway on the St. Paul campus.
To create a spectrum of care clinic, and so that's right next to our veterinary medical center, and this will be a great addition to our comprehensive care and also to our training opportunities for students.
She says veterinary students will have the opportunity to lead the care in a real clinic setting. The new vet clinic's expected to open later this year. And the Minnesota Lynx play the New York Liberty tonight at Target Center in a rematch of the WNBA Finals. The 22-5 Lynx are coming off a 90-86 home loss to the Atlanta Dream. The 17-8 Liberty fell to the Wings 92-82 Monday night in Dallas. New York forward Brianna Stewart is out tonight with a lower leg injury. This is MNN.